The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today, we're going to be talking about environmental justice. We're going to be discussing that topic with our guest, Taylor Jaffe. Taylor is Catskill Mountain Keepers Environmental Justice Coordinator, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to say. Taylor is reimagining and renewing Mountain Keepers' role in environmental justice issues in the Catskills, from food access and security to understanding the distribution of environmental benefits and burdens. Taylor brings a community-focused lens to her work. Prior to working for Mountain Keeper, Taylor graduated with a BA from Colgate University with honors in political science. In addition to environmental justice work, Taylor lives and works on Snow Dance Farm with her family and enjoys writing and performing music. So welcome, Taylor. It's so nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Vincent. It's good to be here.
Yeah, and I love, by the way, as I mentioned before, as we were chatting before the show, I went to your family's website for Snow Dance Farm, and it's really a lovely website. And it's really great. It's like one of those places where you just want to be, you know, and it's really great.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. So let's just start out by telling our listeners a little bit about what environmental justice is.
Sure. So when we think about environmental justice, we can think about a framework to describe the intersection of environmental difference and social difference. So it really helps us to understand the distribution of environmental benefits and burdens. As a little bit of context, you know, the environmental justice movement kind of came out of the anti-toxics movement of the 1980s. And a lot of this was happening in the South in the United States. So this anti-toxic movement combined with the right movement framework really kind of began with first the term environmental racism, and then this evolved into environmental justice more broadly.
Mm-hmm. And how does that relate to Catskill Mountain Keeper's work?
Yeah, so Catskill Mountain Keeper has really always been involved in environmental justice work, you know, is to protect our region's forests and wildlands, safeguard air and water, nurture healthy, equitable, sustainable communities, empower environmental justice communities, and accelerate the transition to 100% clean and just energy future in New York State and beyond. But, you know, before we had the explicit mention of environmental justice in our mission statement, we've been protecting resources with a community-oriented lens. So really thinking about the people, communities, and the different, really thinking about the different people and communities that use those resources and that we're trying to safeguard them for.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, thinking about environmental justice, maybe in a more layperson's terms, is it pretty much that industry tends to locate its most polluting operations in communities that are, you know, in transportation corridors, but also communities that don't necessarily have a lot of political clout, don't have as loud a voice, don't have the resources to fight those, you know, those operations in their communities. Is that kind of all part of it? And it, you know, it's interesting because the analogy that I use personally is, you know, I lived in Prague in former Czechoslovakia for a year, and the Soviet Union put their most polluting industries in the Eastern Bloc countries because, you know, rather than in their own, you know, and they almost completely destroyed the environment in the Czech Republic. So is that kind of the right, do I have the right grasp on it?
Yeah, that's a really great way to kind of give an example of environmental justice really looks like on the ground. You know, to kind of rephrase a little bit what you said and repeat that, it's really that communities of color and low income communities across the United States, you know, specifically for the literature that I'm mostly involved with, but really all over across the globe, they are disproportionately cited with environmental hazards or burdens, while wealthy and white communities are disproportionately enjoying environmental benefits. So there's really two kind of ways to think about this. The burdens can include, you know, toxic waste or landfills or incinerators, different things like that that are polluting the environment. And environmental benefits could be something like green space or parks, you know, walkable neighborhoods, different things like that, where, you know, it's really just disproportionately distributed between communities of different, you know, race, gender, and social class.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like the opportunity cost of like giving up those green spaces, but just not investing in those communities, right? And so in the notes, you talk about environmental landscape analysis research. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when I first came to Mountain Keeper, I was a few months fresh out of college, and at Colgate University, where I studied political science, I wrote my honors thesis on the siting of Superfund sites. So these are federally recognized areas where something like industry or a landfill has been left and, you know, polluting the environment and not remediated, not cleaned up. So I was, you know, back in 2019-2020, looking then to see, you know, how these Superfund sites were disproportionately distributed across New York State. And then once that project was done, Ramsey Adams, our executive director at Catskill Mountain Keeper, reached out and, you know, wanted to get a better sense of what environmental justice issues were happening specifically in the Catskill region. So we've defined that by six counties: Delaware County, Marin, Otsego, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster. And we've been looking at who, in terms of different organizations that could be key players and different communities, what environmental hazards and issues, and then where. And so by looking at the location by county and by community, we've been able to get this bird's eye view of the landscape that's happening right now in the Catskill region.
Interesting. And so if you would, zero in a little bit on Ulster County and tell us about what you see out there here in Ulster County in terms of communities, what kind of hazards exist, so on.
Sure. So, you know, as we're talking about communities, to kind of keep this bird's eye view, a lot of this research I used different New York State kind of lingo and thresholds. So the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation defines a potential environmental justice community as an area or a census block group that has either a low income population that's equal to or greater than 22.82% of the population, or a minority population that has a specific threshold for urban versus rural areas. And they distinguish between urban and rural areas for the minority population just because minority populations tend to be denser in areas than rural areas. But what this means is that, you know, the DEC is kind of looking for a low income population, a minority population, or both a population that is low income and minority. Minority here is everyone who identifies other than white alone and non-Hispanic. So really a broad net there. And as we're looking specifically at Ulster County for these potential environmental justice areas, out of 152 census block groups, 39 of these are potential environmental justice areas. And it's a pretty good mix of low income and minority communities, with a few that are also both. And as we're looking at the map of Ulster County, they're really kind of populated around Kingston, New Paltz, and Ellenville are really some kind of centers.
It's interesting because we look at a lot of that data too on chronic disease outcomes, behavioral health outcomes, and same situation exists, particularly with Midtown, Kingston, and Ellenville. You know, we look at something called the Social Vulnerability Index, which includes, in addition to health outcomes, all the social determinants of health, you know, safe and affordable housing and access to transportation, food insecurity, all those things, because, you know, you can't, as we've said so many times on this program, you can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to thrive. You know, that
right.
you have to take a whole person, whole community approach. So what specific environmental hazards do you see in Ulster County? And we are getting down to the about a minute in this segment. So if you would just touch on that before we take a break.
Sure. So I'll kind of start with just a bigger level so that way we could dive back in after the break. Mm-hmm. The two environmental issues that I looked for and was able to find information on, given what was available, is the placement of waste and water contamination. So, you know, when we come back, we can also talk about how there isn't information on air pollution data in the Catskill region, which is its own issue for us to look at.
Right. Yeah. We see that too, because that's one of the outcomes we look at, the criteria we look at as well. So Taylor, this is all great. And we want to find out a lot more, but first we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department at Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. We are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health, advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and we are discussing environmental justice with Taylor Jaffe. Taylor is Catskill Mountain Keepers Environmental Justice Coordinator. And Taylor, before the break, we were talking about some of the environmental hazards that exist in Ulster County at large, but also more specifically in communities, you know, the low-income communities, minority communities, where, you know, environmental justice is outlined. So can you tell us a little bit more about what some of those hazards are?
Of course. So the big hazards I looked for were waste placement and water contamination. So in terms of waste placement, I was looking for hazardous waste, remediation parcels, and landfills. You know, we don't have any hazardous waste treatment, storage, and disposal facilities in the Catskills, which is, you know, a first step win, but step two becomes, you know, discerning where we ship our waste to our hazardous waste. In terms of remediation parcels, these include Superfund sites and brownfield cleanup programs and environmental restoration programs. So all places, as I was starting to say before at the beginning of this, where there's been industry or there's been a landfill or some sort of pollution that needs to be cleaned up and is both federally and state recognized as a health concern. So at these remediation parcels, there are 28 of concern. So of concern here means they have not yet been remediated. And 14 of these are located in potential environmental justice areas. But what's even kind of crazier about that is of the full 28, 19 of these remediation parcels alone are in Ulster County. So Ulster County really has the bulk of that, and, you know, definitely centered kind of along Kingston and along the Hudson, just because that was where industry would pop up historically. So, you know, it makes sense, but then there's still this, the question of how we're going to, you know, deal with that history and remediate those industrial sites.
And does your research then inform or expedite that remediation or that cleanup? How does that integrate into the action part of the equation? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, step one was certainly kind of getting this bird's eye view and figuring out what even we were dealing with in our region. But now that we have this picture, it certainly is about, you know, getting closer and getting on the ground and being able to, you know, talk with community members and see what their experience is around these areas, but also, you know, reach out to different members of the DEC who are, you know, listed as the kind of cleanup managers at specific sites and really wanting to get a picture of what's happening and what is currently going on there, you know, as we're coming out of the pandemic, knock on wood.
Yeah.
as we're coming out of it, it's a lot of these projects had, and this remediation had to be put on pause. But we're definitely starting to see some picking up, as it becomes safe to be in person again.
Mm-hmm. And is this, do you share your perspectives and your research with, elected leaders as well, state senators, assembly persons, local officials?
Yes. Yeah. One person specifically for Ulster County that we have shown this research is Michelle Hinchy and her office. And they have been a great partner with Catskill Mountain Keeper. And, you know, this is certainly something that they are concerned about. And now that they're also aware of the issues, and we look forward to being able to partner with them on to you know, create some good outcomes here.
Yeah, Senator Hinchy, of course, is a strong advocate for environmental issues, and most notably, her father was a major champion of environmental issues. Probably, you know, I mean, his legacy is unmatched virtually. In fact, when I was a former supervisor of the town of Marbletown when they discovered that a machine shop in High Falls had been pouring degreasing solvents into the drains, and they contaminated the entire aquifer in High Falls, and it got designated a Superfund site. Congressman Hinchy helped designate that as a Superfund site and ended up getting the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers getting $22 million for remediation and setting up a water filtration system and connecting into the New York City aqueduct. So that family has a long multi-generational history in environmental advocacy. So that's really great. So you're gathering this analysis, you're gathering the information, you're informing local officials. So where does Catskill Mountain Keeper itself go from here in terms of is it just doing more of this, or is it branching out into other areas as well that complement this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a little bit of, you know, everything that that we can be doing, and mm-hmm. You know, it's always easier said than done. But certainly we are, you know, working and chipping away at these issues as best we can, and with the partners that we can as well. So, for example, you know, I mentioned water contamination was another type of hazard that I looked at, and that information I could only get through about public water systems, mm-hmm. Just because a lot of people in the Catskills have private wells. You know, still missing some data there, but these public water systems, which you can get information on through the Safe Drinking Water Information System, is updated every year. And so one example of continuing this research would be to, you know, just stay on top of that and make sure there aren't any health-based violations at the moment. And if there are, to see, you know, what's going on to stay on top of those and to remediate them. So that's, you know, part one of this is just keeping this information up to date, since it is a valuable tool for us to be using. Another place where Mountain Keeper is able to move forward on these environmental justice issues is also filling in this information with experience-based knowledge, mm-hmm. experience-based knowledge from community members. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have this bird's eye view, but at this time we really want to be able to fill in the picture. And it's really important too, as an environmental justice issue, to be talking to community members who are, you know, have the lived experience of living near these sites, living in these communities. And, you know, they might be able to give us a picture that isn't available at such a high level. So that's another big step for this research, is really getting to know the people in the Catskills and in Ulster County, where we think there are issues of concern, and really want to be able to help them with their leadership and through their expertise.
Mm-hmm. And we're also pretty fortunate in this area to have great environmental organizations who, you know, do similar work and parallel work and complementary work, you know, like Riverkeeper, that works a lot on water quality issues, and Scenic Hudson and Clearwater. So is there a lot of interaction with those organizations as well?
Yes, as we're, you know, as we've got this information and as we're, you know, building up these partnerships, it has been very exciting to get to show this information to new people, new organizations, and create the new partnerships as well. Mm-hmm. That's certainly a big part of this research and programming that we're, you know, that's new to Mountain Keeper as such an explicit thing, this explicit programming for environmental justice. So certainly partnerships are also a big way that we'll be able to make the greatest difference. You know, it's harder to find, keep track of everything just as one organization based in Sullivan County, especially when we have so many parallel and partnership programs spread out throughout the region.
Yeah. You know, we see social justice, I mean, health justice issues in a public health realm. You know, for instance, you know, we're working on, you know, tobacco prevention policy, and we've done a lot of things in Ulster County with respect to raising the age and prohibiting locations of tobacco retailers within 1,000 feet of schools. But, you know, now we're working on flavored tobacco products and menthol tobacco products, you know. So in addition to being one of the leading causes of death in Ulster County and disease, it also, you know, the tobacco companies target, you know, minority neighborhoods and populations and, you know, with their products. So, you know, we see so many cross currents of health equity in the public health arena, you know, that are very similar. And you mm-hmm. can even say that environmental issues and water quality and air quality are, you know, intersect with public health in every respect, you know. So it's really great what you all are doing there. So then the question then, you know, that comes up, how do people get more information? How do they get involved? How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, that, well, I want to take one step back even, and you mentioned how we intersect, and I think that's a really great point too for people to recognize as they do want to be able to make a difference in their communities, is that as we're talking about environmental justice, it really is a combination of social justice, economic justice, health and wellness, and, you know, the environment kind of being at the core of that. So by getting involved really in any of those kind of areas, you are being a part of the solution, which is, you know, very exciting and encouraging too, just because there are so many people who want to help however they can and maybe have expertise in different areas other than specifically the environment. So certainly that's one way to get involved. Another way is, you know, to kind of figure out what organizations might be in your area and how you might be able to partner with them, how you might be able to, you know, do something as simple as a highway cleanup. You know, it seems like that's a small piece of the puzzle, but really it's all so connected and any piece is really great. But I also, you know, in talking about wanting to get more community knowledge in this body of work, for people to feel free to reach out to me at my email that is Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at CatskillMountainKeeper.org. And, you know, I'd love to continue this conversation with anyone who has further questions, comments, or to get involved as well.
Great. And we want to continue the conversation by having you back again, Taylor. You know, like, the work that you're doing, your colleagues are doing, is so important. We're so grateful for it. And that's about all the time we have for today. So thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.